Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Radio that you control. In the studio tonight, it's going to be me,
Mickey.
And Ian's about to join us. He is fixing a technical problem, so sorry about that. No, I said Ian. Oh, sorry, Bonnie. Sorry, your host tonight is Bonnie. So Free Talk Live is talk radio you can control. You can call in at 603-283-6160 to bring up anything that's on your mind. We're going to have a few topics of our own, but you can bring up anything you want. Starting with the White House cocaine party.
Oh, I didn't hear about this. Yep. That sounds fun.
They've been partying down at the White House, apparently. Some Secret Service guys found, and I put that in quotations because it's like, to me, it seems like it's a thing that they just wanted to happen or something. Like, they found cocaine in the White House.
I mean, I would not. That wouldn't surprise me at all.
No, it doesn't surprise me either.
The fact that it, you know, got out there, you know, that it's in the media, that does surprise me.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. They could have just found it, figured it out in-house, and not reported on it at all. So it seems like some kind of, I don't know, maybe a distraction. That's usually the thing people like to say whenever there's like kind of a nothing burger in the news. Like, what is this distracting us from?
I mean, I always think that whenever there's something that people are obsessing about in the media, just won't, it's on every single news outlet and you're seeing it all over Facebook and Twitter and, you know, all of the other mainstream social media sites. You have to think like, is this somewhat like artificially fabricated, or, you know, is it being blown up for no reason to distract something else? And then sometimes you'll find, yeah, there is actually something else in the news that most media outlets are not talking about that is way more important that people should be talking about.
That definitely does happen. The other thing is, in a situation like more serious than maybe White House, cocaine being found in the White House, a lot of times I think it's just like basically a spell put on the population, like the Titanic situation where a submarine went down to visit the Titanic. It seems to me like there's a lot of depressing stories that go all over the news, like Gabby Petito, the girl that got murdered.
Yeah, the YouTube travel channel. I think that girl was, she did like van life with her boyfriend. Mm-hmm. That was the girl that got killed by her boyfriend, right?
Yeah, in like Utah.
Yeah, I think they had a YouTube channel and they were doing like van life and recording it. Mm-hmm. And then she wasn't like super, super popular or anything, but she did have a decent amount of followers.
Yeah, I guess that's a reason that maybe that specific person would blow up a little more. I hadn't heard that. I was just like, why are they zooming in on this one murder of all the murders in America every day?
But I think negative news grabs people's attention a little more, unfortunately, which is really sad. And sometimes when I'm looking for show prep, I'll go out of my way to find like some good news or, you know, something happy to talk about, because I think when people, like when the masses are constantly focusing on all of this really negative news, and don't get me wrong, sometimes we do need to talk about some of the negative stuff that's happening so people are aware. You know, it's important to be aware of what's going on, but it kind of brings the collective vibe down. And I know that sounds like really hippy-dippy, but I think it's true. And I think the mind is a really powerful tool and what we think we create. So when you have, you know, millions of people all thinking this really, you know, focusing on these really depressing, heavy topics, it does it just can't be good for, you know, society.
And if there's something else going on at the time, like an election or something like that, they could be actually using people's emotions to cause the outcome of something else, you know? I really do believe that. But every time somebody says that, what are they distracting us from? I just think, like, why is that the only option? Like, it's definitely a thing that happens. Like, there was a lot of big news that was pointless going on during the Ohio it's ecological disaster that happened.
Yeah,
February.
The oil spill?
Oh, yeah, here I am.
Sorry, Ian.
I was wondering why I couldn't hear myself.
I didn't know you talked before that, sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah,
the train derailing you're talking about?
The train derailing, yeah. It wasn't getting any news. But I think it's rare that they have something they want to hide. Like, the people just aren't going to revolt because, oh, they voted in this thing. That's just not going to happen. But people might actually perk up and be interested. Like, oh, like a huge corporation poisoned millions of people. That's a big deal. Like,
you know what? I talked to a lot of random people about that. Like people like my coworkers, non-libertarian type people. A lot of people they either didn't hear about it they just weren't interested by it. Like they just were like, oh yeah, whatever, that sucks.
It's not my neighborhood.
But it kind of was though, because it went up in the air and then we had toxic fumes.
Yeah.
In the air that was going all the way to New York, and I'm sure, you know, around here too. So
yeah, I mean, it's amazing how people, if it doesn't affect them or they don't perceive it as affecting them, they just can't have any empathy towards what's happening with somebody else. This could have been you, you know, like this train could have run off its tracks next to your house or nearby your house and then poisoned your water systems, poisoned, you know, whatever streams or rivers are around the river running into the lake, right? I mean, this could have completely affected anybody else's area in the country.
But even if it didn't, it's just like, why do you not care that other people are being poisoned? I think that's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
I don't know. The people I brought it up to that hadn't heard anything about it, they were really creeped out. Like, oh my God, this seems really bad. But I guess, I don't know. I didn't talk to anybody just like in the real world, just people who are already a little bit awake about it. But yeah, so this situation with the cocaine found in the White House.
Did they say where the cocaine was found? Was it like
probably in the bathroom?
In the bathroom.
Right on top of the toilet. You know, that's usually where it is.
I didn't actually read this article all the way yet, except to see that I wanted to know who discovered it, and it was the Secret Service.
Mm-hmm.
It says the discovery of this is from CBS News. Substance found in White House confirmed to be cocaine.
Doesn't it kind of seem like the Secret Service, like, that's not very secretive of them to go out to, like, to tell the media about it? Wouldn't that make them kind of be doing a bad job? You know what I mean? Because isn't their whole job to not only physically protect the president from violence or assassination?
That's one of their jobs. The other job of the Secret Service is to actually investigate counterfeiting.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I've never heard that.
Mm-hmm. Yep. If somebody's counterfeiting, it's the Secret Service that are going to come knocking on the door.
That sounds random.
Yeah.
I think it just goes way back, like from the founding of the Secret Service, if I recall correctly.
Hmm.
Well, it says subsequent testing confirmed that a powdery substance discovered by the Secret Service at the White House on Sunday was cocaine, a law enforcement official said Wednesday, as questions linger about how the drug got into the building. They make it sound like it's an animal that wandered in.
I'm guessing it probably wasn't in somebody's body cavity, which would be normally how you might smuggle in cocaine to, say, a prison. I don't know. I've never actually been inside the White House before. I don't know what level of security they actually have visitors.
I actually have been in the White House before. When I was in eighth grade, we went on a school field trip to Washington, D.C.
Okay.
And you can so tell, like, because the White House is, you know, rather large, and they have a roped off little area that you can do tours, but you're not seeing the Oval Office. You're not seeing, you're not really seeing any of it. It's
Isn't
just
that what everybody wants to see,
Oval
Office?
Well, exactly. You have to be, like, some sort of insider. Like, you got to be really famous or
security
pay
clearance.
A lot of money or something. Yeah, so. But it was almost
were
like
they
a museum.
Wanting people coming in? Like, what was it like?
I can't remember, but I'm sure they were.
Mm-hmm.
Or at least like a
you know,
metal
it was a long
detector.
Time ago. But
well, I mean, a metal detector isn't going to detect cocaine.
Oh,
so.
Why would they care if you have cocaine in your pocket? They just don't want you to explode it, right?
Yeah, I don't. That's why I say I don't think it's probably not that hard to get drugs into the White House. Would be my guess. But
yeah, just again, put it in your pocket, I guess.
Without
you know?
Actually having, well, pocket could be a pat. They, you know, they could if they're going to pat you down.
It might be a little bit more strict nowadays. But when I went, I don't think they searched us or anything like that.
I would say there's a good chance that it was brought in by some staffer, Hunter Biden or Joe Biden himself.
Does he visit? Like I don't know where he lives.
I mean, it's his dad, so I mean, presumably he's going to come there from time to time. But there's certain types of people, right? Like we've seen this at the federal courthouse, where if you are at the front of the federal courthouse and you're just an average person, then you're getting the full pat down to go in. However, if you're one of their known employees, if you work in the building, you just nod as you walk in and then you just walk right in and you actually bypass the metal detector completely. You don't even have to walk through the metal detector. They just let you walk on the other side, and you're in. So any one of those people could bring in all kinds of contraband into the building, and there's absolutely zero checks on them. So I presume the White House is probably the same way, for wherever it's like, you know, oh, Joe, he works here. Come on in.
That was my first guess, too, that it's somebody who goes there every day and could easily just sneak it in, because as we saw at the federal courthouse in Concord, New Hampshire, they were actually breaking the law that was posted right there on the wall
that said
that federal federal employees needed to
show ID
to come in, and they specifically were making everyone else show ID, but weren't
all the feds
were just walking right in like, hey, Joe, and you know, walking in, and they were making us show ID, and Joe pointed that out to them, and they just like smile like they really don't care.
What are you going
to
do?
I mean, since it's posted, I would think that they really should, since that's like a posted rule, but they probably know. I mean, if they're going there almost every day, then
it's just
it does feel redundant, but it also feels redundant to, or like, it seems a little ridiculous to have all of us show ID, too.
Exactly. That was the main point. Well, it's not like we were really like, you need to get their IDs, too, as much as just the fact that, like, Joe realized that the law right there,
posted
on the wall, doesn't say that we needed to be checked. And it says federal people only.
And I don't think in, like, a regular state courthouse, like a district court, I don't think they ask for ID.
No, they don't.
They definitely don't.
New Hampshire.
And they shouldn't be requiring it at the federal courthouse. In fact, at the beginning of the Crypto 6 trial, or my trial specifically, Joa and I believe you, Bonnie, were able to get into the courthouse without showing ID.
Joa, me, and Chris Wade, we all got in without showing ID.
But then they decided to crack down
on the first day of your actual trial.
Yeah, and then mandate that everybody has to show ID. What if you're homeless?
Right.
What if you don't have an ID? Like, there's no obligation that I'm aware of. I mean, I'm not a lawyer, so it's not legal advice, but to my knowledge, there's not an obligation for you to have an ID in the United States. People get them because, well, they want to drive a car, or they want to apply for some kind of government benefit, or whatever. Like, there's a reason people have ID for the most part. But if you're a homeless individual and you just doesn't matter to you where you live or what you're doing,
you don't have a car,
you don't have a car, then why do you need to have an ID? And why would you be why should you, as someone who's here in America, be prohibited from seeing a trial that is ostensibly a public trial?
And
it's supposed to be open to anybody.
The other thing is, even if you're an illegal immigrant and you don't have any form of ID that they would accept, you are still part of the public when you get to the United States. The Constitution applies to people who are standing on American ground.
They are supposedly will even let you travel on an airplane without ID. Now, we haven't experimented with this in years, but post 9/11, years later, I think it was probably 2009, 2010, our co-host Sam Dodson at the time, he put this to the test. He went into the airports and he would refuse to show ID in order to board a flight. And they put him through some questioning. They, you know, would take him aside and take him into an office or whatever and have him answer questions. But ultimately, they had to let him on to
that
those flights.
That inconvenience you.
Yeah, they just had to, you know, I don't know, he could have missed a flight by doing the, you know, the pulling him aside thing. But ultimately, they did have to let him. Now, I can't say for sure whether that's still going on today, but theoretically, it should be. They just put you through a bunch of extra hassle. Same thing was true when we did the event at Porkfest 2015. We called it Run for the Border, where we went to the Canadian border in a town over at, it's literally a town that's divided by the border. It's called Derby Line, Vermont. Really interesting place. There's a video on the Freekeen Odyssey channel if you want to see what it was like. I made a short little kind of mini documentary about it. And we were able to cross into Canada by showing just a normal driver's license. And, well, I wasn't able to cross into Canada because of my criminal record of disobeying the government. They didn't want me there. But everybody else was able to get in. And then when they came back, they did not show ID to return. And, again, they just put you through a bunch of questions. They want to find out what your Social Security number is so they can look you up and, you know, ask you who your mom and dad are. Like, they have questions to verify that you are indeed a, quote-unquote, U.S. person or U.S. citizen, but you didn't actually have to show ID to come back into the United States.
But people would have to answer those questions, though? Like, you'd need to provide your Social Security number?
Yeah, they have to feel certain that you are a, quote-unquote, U.S. citizen, that this is your home country. And if you can provide them with enough information to where they think, okay, well, I guess we have to let you back. They can't deny somebody who's from here the ability to return, purportedly. At least this was in 2015. Again, I can't speak to what it is now or if things have gotten worse. But essentially, you do have to be, expect that it's going to take time. And in this case, it actually took like a half an hour for these people to get through this particular procedure. They were lectured. There was like some Mr. Buzzcut type who wanted to tell everybody about how it was that the United States is the freest country in the world and that they should be grateful, that they should be grateful that they live here. So you had to, they had to listen to a lecture as well. But
what does not showing ID have to do with being like unhappy with living here? It's just kind of stupid.
Well, they're used to people who are doing whatever they're told to do, right?
Yeah.
And so he lectured them, but ultimately had to let him back.
Well, I think I figured out probably what the whole reason for this news story is. You know how we were like, why would they even report that they found cocaine?
Why would they?
Sweep it under the rug for the politicians. The next statement gives me a little idea. It says, the discovery of the substance caused a brief shutdown in the White House after it was found by Secret Service officers, which is ridiculous. But maybe they just wanted to shut down the White House real quick to do some shady thing they wanted to do.
Mm. Could be.
Some baby sacrificing ritual or something.
I don't know.
If they can do it that quickly. I don't think they need to shut down
the White House for this. I mean, that again seems like a completely unnecessary thing.
It says, it was found in a common storage area on the ground floor of the West Wing, which houses the Oval Office and offices of some of the president's top aides and support staff.
A common storage area. Okay, so that doesn't sound to me like an area to which the public can access.
Probably not.
That sounds like a staff area.
No, definitely not, because it's very, like, if my memory serves me correctly, there were, like, three or four rooms we walked through, and it looked like a museum or something.
Sure.
Like, you know how you
Boring.
Can go... Yeah, well, and you know how you can go to visit those old mansions, and they're just have all this old, like, vintage... Well, not even vintage, but, like, before that, just really old furniture, and it's just
taped
all
off,
clean. Yeah,
roped off.
Yeah, exactly. It kind of looked like that. There was just a bunch of furniture there, and everything was roped off, and you just walked through, and it was really, really boring.
Yeah, it's storage area sounds like this is where we have the extra tables, we have some extra chairs, you know, that kind of stuff.
If you walk into an elementary school, you're for whatever reason, like you have a hall pass to get in for picking up your kid, you're not just going to be able to go open the storage rooms.
No. There's like, probably no cameras in there. It's probably a place where staff members know they can go and snort cocaine without being molested, and they, you know, just got high and they forgot
actually,
their stash.
They probably didn't actually get molested anyway. It's probably, I just really don't believe this story as far as just being an organic thing that happened, and we're, like, investigating it. We got to get to the bottom of this. I don't really...
I just don't see why they would ever report on this.
Yeah, that's the most confusing part about this. Why is there a press release here from the Secret Service?
It says it was found in a zip clothes bag. I guess they don't want to use the word Ziploc.
Ziploc.
Because it's
trademarked or something.
Yeah.
It was found in a zip clothes bag near an entrance where visitors taking tours are directed to leave their phones, the official said. But still, if you're with a tour, you're not going to be like, just going to slip into this closet real quick, do cocaine, and jump back out. Like, I really doubt that's happening.
That's probably on someone's bucket list to do cocaine in the White House.
A visitor would probably go to the bathroom. to do cocaine.
Right. Well, it says press house or White House press secretary Corinne Jean-Pierre said President Biden has been briefed on the incident and noted the area where the cocaine was discovered is heavily traveled by visitors. Okay, maybe outside of it, but I really freaking doubt that you guys have unlocked storage areas where you just keep all your extra
things.
Yeah,
was it in a storage area or wasn't it in a storage area?
Yeah. Well,
they're not taking the tours through there, so, like, what's... It's not very clear. This woman, the spokesperson you're talking about, I saw a clip where she apparently was asked by the press if they are able to identify who the cocaine belongs to. Will they prosecute that person?
Mm-hmm.
And her answer was, I'm not going to get into speculation or something to that effect. So she wouldn't even commit to bringing charges against somebody who's violating, you know, the
federal
drug
law.
Statutes or whatever. Yeah, I mean, if you have marijuana, if you have marijuana on federal property, you will be arrested and prosecuted.
Right.
Okay? Cocaine, the average person is going to be arrested and prosecuted. The fact that she will not commit to prosecuting whoever this belongs to is an indication that they absolutely have no intention to prosecute because they know it's one of their own, and they know that whoever it is, if they do figure it out, that part's never going to get announced. It's going to get brushed under the rug, depending on who it is.
Yeah.
Right? Unless it's politically helpful to them to, you know, if the person who is caught is ultimately politically useful to prosecute, then they might change their mind, but... Yeah, the fact that they're not committing to that, it's pretty clear it's one of them.
Imagining that it is, like, Joe Biden himself, it's his cocaine.
Right.
Well, I feel like it wouldn't just be in a Zip clothes bag.
I mean, his son smokes crack.
I feel like he has his own, like, gold box for his cocaine in his Oval Office desk.
Yeah, Biden probably doesn't have to sneak into the storage room to do his cocaine.
Just does it in front of everyone. Yeah, well,
he's probably doing it right off of the, what do they call it, the Oval Office desk, right?
Yeah.
The president's desk, because he's the president, and why wouldn't
tradition.
He?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's
right
tradition.
They go to war.
Probably other presidents before him have done it.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd be so shocked if... Clinton was doing the things he was definitely doing in there,
mm-hmm.
and wasn't doing cocaine.
At the same time, yeah, exactly.
And during that time period. Well, imagining that it was Biden or any other, like, top official, how insulting is it to think that someone like that does cocaine at all, in the White House or not, and then they just don't care that there are people all over the country in jail for as long as the rest of their lives? For just possessing.
For
it's possessing.
It's a double standard, you know, and it doesn't end with drugs. I mean, it's pretty much with everything, and we see the same thing with police as well, where they're just, the law enforcement is above the law. It's the same thing with politicians and other bureaucrats. They're above the law.
Yep. They have qualified immunity if they do get caught doing something, or if it's absolutely imperative that the public find out. But usually if they get caught with something, their other buddies are just going to sweep it under the rug. That's why this seems a little sketchy to me. I don't know if I completely believe this story about the White House cocaine party. What do you think? 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA News Update. USA News Update. The Justice Department's reviewing a federal court's decision to limit the Biden administration's communications with social media companies.
They're going to look into, evaluate our options.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration certainly disagrees with the ruling. Republican states have sued the administration, alleging it colluded with social media sites to censor conservative voices during the COVID pandemic and about elections. The Pentagon will make changes to how military personnel access classified information following a massive leak of top secret documents earlier this year. An internal review of policies concluded the Defense Department should improve security posture and accountability measures. It determined, however, that it does not have a widespread issue with keeping its secrets safe. The review comes after a junior Air National Guardsman allegedly leaked hundreds of top secret documents online. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
That you control. If you'd like to call in and bring up whatever is on your mind, 603-283-6160 is the call-in number to call and bring up whatever is on your mind. That's 603-283-6160. In the studio with you tonight, it's me, Bonnie,
Nikki,
and it's Ian.
And while we're talking about the White House, because the last segment we were talking about the White House staff found a little baggie of cocaine in a closet, and they had to shut the whole White House down briefly and, I guess, investigate. They probably already know who it was. But, yeah, that happened at the White House today. The Secret Service found...
That was today?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So, that's new, then.
But, yeah, I have another story about the White House while we're talking about those psychopaths. This is from Fox News. The White House reports White House report signals openness to manipulating sunlight to prevent climate change.
What? I don't like that. That sounds like something a supervillain would do.
It really does. And who's more of a supervillain than the U.S. government?
Mm-hmm.
says solar radiation modification offers the possibility of cooling the planet significantly on a time scale of a few years, the report claims. And do you feel safe with the government controlling the climate of the planet in a few years?
They're already doing it, though, and I know that's very much a conspiracy theory, you know, like chemtrails and all sorts of stuff like that, but it really does seem like some of the weather patterns are artificially manipulated.
What's it called? ARP? A-R-P? Or is, oh wait, H-A-R-P. HARP. I can't remember what it stands for.
ARP, I believe, is what it was. And they supposedly shut that program down.
And what is that?
It was a government program that was working on changing weather.
I just don't see why that's necessary. It just seems like a terrible idea.
Yeah.
Let the Earth do its thing. You know, we need the rain. We need the sunlight. We need these natural cycles.
And somebody pointed out something so smart to me the other day. We were talking about... It's like an archaeological idea called uniformitarianism. And the thing is, the mainstream scientists, they will die on the hill. They will not consider any evidence to the contrary of uniformitarianism, which is everything happens really slowly over long periods of time. There is no, we have no evidence of like a giant flood that's happened in our path or past or like, you know, this or that. That is a huge... mainstream media science archaeology thing, but at the same time, we have these mainstream, you know, earth scientists that believe that we're suddenly going to have our climate change in, like, you know, 20 years.
Mm-hmm. But they've all been proven wrong.
Yeah, and I guess maybe their, like, theory on that is because of the human interference with the natural cycles of the Earth.
Right.
So you think about it, you know, we had the Ice Age. Like, the Earth naturally goes through these cycles.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the change has been slow. You know, and we only have so much recorded history where the weather has been pretty much the same as far as we know based on, you know, things that have been recorded. So I just don't, like, I think it is happening slow. So for them to say, like, oh, all of a sudden, like, because they keep pushing the goalpost. It's like the people that believe in the second coming of Christ, right? So, oh, it's supposed to happen in 2000. Didn't. Oh, it's supposed to happen in 2012. Didn't. So they just keep changing the year and keep pushing it back. That's kind of how the climate scientists are. They're like, oh, you know, Manhattan's going to be underwater by 2030.
Yeah.
I really don't believe that that's going to happen.
2030 is a big one I keep seeing pop up among those types. But, yeah. Well, I mean,
all the predictions have failed. I mean, there were, in the 1970s, they were saying there was going to be an ice age that was coming, and then it became global warming, and then it became global climate change.
Hmm.
And I think it was Al Gore was saying that, you know, Earth is going to be destroyed and we're going to all be dead.
Yeah. Now,
like before now, essentially.
Uncharacteristically cold winters are now also signs of it because...
Of climate change, you mean?
Yeah, of climate change because when it was just global warming, people would be like, what do you mean? It just snowed in Texas.
Yeah, so they have to, you know, change their language to match what's really happening. And it seems, I mean, it's so obvious that this is part of the agenda to control people because they're, whenever they're cracking down on farming or any sort of, you know, industry where people can thrive independently, they're always like, oh, well, climate change. So that's why, you know, that's why we have to have all of these really strict laws and regulations because climate change and, you know, it's for your own good.
It's just crazy because they, like, sprayed poison over at least the only place that I know for sure they did this is Massachusetts, probably lots of other states. During COVID-19, just quote-unquote due to COVID, there were, we met a, what's the word, organic farmer who moved from Massachusetts to New Hampshire, I think, in 2021. Ian and I were interviewing people about secession, and he kind of just opened up to us about, he wasn't even like a free stater, but he just moved here for more freedom.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that he finally made the move after years of like not liking the direction Massachusetts had been going as far as freedom because he was an organic farmer. And in 2020, they just forced everybody who had farmlands to have their planes fly over and spray poison, like, you know, pesticides. And it was just, quote unquote, due to COVID-19. That doesn't even make any sense. But, yeah.
So I found a list here from AEI. I think that's the American...
Environmental?
No, I don't know what the E stands for, but they're, I think they're pretty freedom friendly on a lot of stuff. And they've got some predictions that were made in around 1970 when Earth Day was founded. So Earth Day has now been around for more than 50 years.
Yeah, it was April 21st back then.
Was it? Okay. I presume it's still around that same time. But in May of 2000, Reason Magazine award-winning science correspondent Ronald Bailey wrote an excellent article entitled Earth Day, Then and Now. The planet's future has never looked better. Here's why. To provide some historical perspective on what was then the 30th anniversary of Earth Day. In the article, he noted that around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970 and in the years following, there was a, quote, torrent of apocalyptic predictions. And many of those predictions were featured in his Reason article. Well, now that it is past 50 years of Earth Day, they're looking back at that question asked 21 years ago, is how accurate were the predictions made around the time of the first Earth Day in 1970? The answer, the prophets of doom were not simply wrong, but spectacularly wrong.
And this is in 2020 or 2000?
Well, there was an article written in Reason Magazine in 2000. This article is looking at that today in 2022 was when this one came out. So looking back at 50 years, you know, they had 50 years to make predictions of, you know, what's going to go wrong. And just we're just looking at the predictions from the early 70s. There have since been other predictions that have not panned out. But obviously you want to give as much time as possible for these predictions. Harvard biologist George Wald estimated that, quote, civilization will end within 15 or 30 years, so
well,
by
roughly
the year 2000, unless crazy. Immediate action is taken against problems facing mankind.
Well, you know, they started taxing us, so that's why it was fixed. But I'm going to stop you right there, Ian, because we have somebody on the line. Caller, you're on Free Talk Live.
How are you guys doing today?
Hey, what's on your mind?
Good, how are you?
Amazing. I'm glad you guys are talking about this stuff. It's you know... You guys sound like you're... Where are you guys from? Where are you recording at?
We're in New Hampshire. Where are you calling from, and what's your name, caller?
I'm calling from Sandy, Utah.
Oh, right. Up in there.
So, yeah, you're in New Hampshire. That's interesting. That's good. How old are you guys?
Well, I'm 27.
I'm 25.
I'm in my 40s.
Okay, that's good. Yeah, I'm older than all of you put together.
Okay. What were you calling about tonight?
Well, it sounds good that, you know, you guys are getting on top of all these issues. This, you know, first of all, the White House. I mean, that's been going on forever. You know, with the cocaine and, I mean, that's don't be surprised.
Psychopaths liking cocaine doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, no one here is surprised by this. I think the only surprise is that they would announce it, that they would mention it at all, that cocaine was found.
Because it's a diversion from all the other stuff going on right now. So now now there's new news media goes in and focuses on that. And all the sheep out there, they go right for that news flash.
What would you say they're trying to divert people from? What's the story out there that you think people need to pay attention to right now?
Hunter Biden, all the corruption, all the money that he's been taking, this president's been taking from foreign countries.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
was there some news about him recently?
A couple weeks ago, some stuff came out about him, and I just assumed I would hear about it on Free Talk Live or from one of you guys bringing it in, but I never heard much about it.
What's the new news?
And that's the thing. I never heard much about it. It was like he got prosecuted for something, but it wasn't anything big.
Yeah, no, he was...
Yeah, they just slapped his hand, you know?
I believe they were going to charge him with gun possession and, I think, tax evasion, and they got a plea deal out of him where he agreed to take a guilty plea for tax evasion, and they would drop the federal gun charge as a result of that, and the sentence was essentially nothing.
Wow.
So. Yeah, it's quite crazy what's going on. I mean, you must understand some of the things with all the corruption and the evil greed. Because I think they think there's too many of us on the planet now. They want to thin us all out. So that's why they're probably going after the climate change so they can, you know, do multiple things. Like you were saying, tax us for it. And it's already happening. I mean, why do you think all these corporations are doing like the Bud Light, like what Bud Light did? Because the world banks are them to an ECG score. You know what an ECG score is?
Yep, it's like a economic, social.
I thought it would be environment, isn't it?
Environmental, social, and something else score where the banks will. You will need to have a certain amount to be able to access your money and stuff like that. It's already been happening in
like a social credit score.
Yep.
Even to get loans.
But for corporations, right? Isn't the ECG for
corporations? It's actually happening right now for corporations, and it's like already implemented, but people assume that...
it's already implemented. There are, Chase Bank is one of the big ones that has been to do this.
Man, I think we're losing you, but thanks for calling in. You started breaking up.
That was a good call, though, until it started getting all glitchy.
Yep. I've been to Sandy, Utah. It's close to where I had to go drive to go pick up a coconut when I bought him.
Oh, it's a town?
Yeah.
I just thought he was calling it Sandy just because it's the desert.
Oh, yeah. Nope. That's a town.
Do you want any more predictions?
Sure.
Okay, here's another one. From, again, this is the early 1970s. Quote, population will inevitably and completely outstrip whatever small increases in food supplies we make, according to Paul Ehrlich, who confidently declared this in the April of 1970 issue of Mademoiselle. He said further, the death rate will increase until at least 100 to 200 million people per year will be starving to death during the next 10 years. So by 1980. Expecting 100 to 200 million people per year to be starving to death.
It's crazy.
Never happened.
No, and that's kind of crazy to me because if we lived in a world where every family had their own working farm, or if communities had a working farm where people could produce food for their neighbors, it would be impossible for that to happen.
Well, right, and like think of all the fields on the side of the road and stuff that could have cows going and eating that. Grass and then pooping on the soil, fixing up the microbiome so that way food could be grown there. I just really don't buy this, like, I don't buy the idea that it's even necessary for everyone on, or anyone on Earth to be starving.
No, and there's very little starvation, I think, these days. I mean, I'm sure there's still some places in Africa that there's some difficulty in acquiring food, but that's not because there isn't enough food. Right, that's because of despots and warlords and people who will stand in the way of food shipments getting to those people. So, like, there's a ton of food in the world right now. Like, go out behind the local grocery store or whatever and see how much food is being thrown into the garbage, for instance. There's a ton of food out there.
The other thing about, growing food that could be a lot more, you know, food in existence, like good food, is soy is so cheap to grow because of the fact that it takes nitrogen from the air instead of the ground. So, like, I think it's nitrogen. I could be wrong about the exact element, but it takes it from the air instead of the ground. So they can keep over doing it, growing soy every single year in this area. I think it has to be, like, a wetland, but still they can keep doing it, and it normally would deplete the soil from that nutrient.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're saying they don't have to rotate the crop?
You don't have to rotate that crop because of it taking it from the air. And it's just like the cheapest in corn. Corn and soy are like so cheap to grow. If we weren't just like, I think that we could have better quality food, if not more food. Food that's not poisoning us and giving us health problems. If we just allowed cows to be running around in those pastures eating whatever weeds that humans can't eat, that's the magic of ruminants.
Well, and also manure. I mean, that's important to be able to grow an abundant garden.
Yep. We could be doing a lot better, I think, that if we're using manure and its byproducts instead of just a bunch of poison.
I mean, a huge issue is the government, not only the regulations, but they're really cracking down on these farmers, right? So they're saying cows are the reason for global warming. We need to get rid of, I mean, it was like the Netherlands or somewhere in Europe, where they were forcing farmers to get rid of large amounts of their cattle because of global warming, which to me doesn't make sense, like to act like all these big corporations who are literally polluting the atmosphere with all of their byproducts, to act like cows are somehow worse than these corporations.
Yeah. They're trying to push people to eating bugs.
In fact, right? Anyone who has an issue with cows, they're causing global warming, but yet doesn't care about what happened in Ohio this year, has their priorities pretty messed up and probably doesn't really know what they're talking about. But I'm going to go back to the phones. We have Ricky from the Commonwealth calling. Ricky, you're on Free Talk Live.
Thank you there, Miss Bonnie, and you sounded so cute saying that. You made my heart go bumpity bumpity. Brother Ian, you still there?
I'm right here.
All right.
Nikki.
And Sister Nikki, good evening.
Good evening.
What's up? I heard you talk about this drug use of politicians. I'm going to point out a politician who I promise you was using a certain drug. But before that, just for reference, just so people can understand, I know what I'm talking about. I'm going to talk about my own drug use for a moment.
Okay.
Now, I did point out in the past, but I'll make it very quick. Now, my first love in life since I was 15 is weed. You know, I love weed. And I will say, and throughout all of 2017, if you look at my calls throughout May to the end of the year, I estimate about 200 calls. I was high as a kite every time. And it was a deliberate act, and I drove my Southern Cross on. Those were the days when you used to say, Ian, when you'd announce me that I'm possessed by the president of CSA, Jefferson Davis. It was wonderful. But let's move on to another drug. Another drug. Now, this is the one I think shocked people. Half of 15, but all of 16, every other day, I was doing two lines of crystal. Now, crystal's a funny drug. You got to be careful.
Is that crystal
meth? Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got to be very careful, and there's a lot of variables, even stuff made in the lab. Now, the key is the no-quality product, and when you find a good supplier, you stick with it. Now, that's where I was. I'll just say I was getting it from an organization. We'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
But it was clean and pure as a driven snow. The best stuff you're going to find, period.
Did you just call to brag about doing drugs?
Nope.
I mean, what are you
nope, gonna... I just wanted to point out our no problem. Now, let's talk about this politician.
Yeah.
Now,
we don't know. It could be a staffer.
I was a Hillary Clinton supporter,
mm-hmm.
and she was going up against Donald Trump in the debates. Now, I forget which one it was. It was either the first one or the second one. Now, I could see back then, 2400, but I could see. I'm watching this debate. Now, this guy was perfectly fine the day before, and he was perfectly fine the day after.
Which guy? Donald Trump?
During the debate, the whole time he was going... And also, he would step back from the podium, then lunge forward toward it. I'm watching this guy's mannerisms. Now, the interesting thing is, when I was campaigning, I would go out, and I would just go, and these guys would freak out. Now, immediately they said he had a cold. That cold got over quick. Now, one thing
so the big claim by Trump was that he was supposedly not a drug user. And I just find that so hard to believe. Like, supposedly.
Well, I'm going to tell you something that you don't know. Now, first of all, I made it known that I'm an insomniac. I've been that way for 30 years. And also, I'm a caffeine addict. Oddly enough, crystal is something I love. I love because I'm an insomniac. I love being an insomniac. This is even better. Donald Trump.
A strange thing to say. Why would you love being an insomniac? Isn't an insomniac someone who can't sleep?
Well, he's a software programmer, so maybe he likes to stay up for hours on a software program.
Right. Now, here's the key. Donald Trump is a caffeine addict. He's a Diet Coke addict.
He
drinks tons of it.
Okay.
Now, here's the other thing. He's an insomniac for decades.
Is that a publicly known thing about him?
Absolutely. Now, one thing I'll tell you. Now, I'm sure Donald Trump had a regular supplier, and I wasn't moving around at that time.
A supplier of what?
Now, imagine he comes into town.
Hold on. You said Donald Trump had a regular supplier of what?
Let's say, for example, he did do crystal. He would have a regular supplier. Now, he comes into town for that debate. He's going to do two lines of crystal. He's going to grab it somewhere. Crystal can be unpredictable. Now, I didn't have that
issue.
He's
not going to grab it somewhere. like you said, he's going to have, like, top-notch.
Yeah,
if he did meth,
the thing
which...
is, Bonnie, with crystal, it can be unpredictable. You know, and I'll tell you, I didn't.
Oh,
have
well, that's because
that
it's the dark. What, you know, it's the dark markets, right? The black
that's
markets.
That's what I'm saying. He's not going
to
just
hard
like.
To be,
pull
it's
up
hard.
On the side
no,
of the road.
Even, yeah, it's hard to know what you're going to get. But I think what Ricky's saying here is he's probably got a connection, right? Like, so Donald Trump probably knows people in certain cities who can get him whatever it is that he needs because he doesn't need to just pull up in the ghetto or whatever and start asking around.
Imagine he gets a different recipe that he's not used to. He'll have a sudden, maybe for a little bit, and then it all of a sudden gets better. That ain't no damn cold.
Yeah.
It just kind of seems like a wild accusation.
I know crystal, believe me, Nikki.
But I mean, like, anything you snort would give the same exact things, right? And any other thing you snort.
You'd be snorting up your nose.
He could be crushing up. Yeah, he could be doing coke. I mean, he could be crushing up pills.
Adderall.
Yeah. There's all kinds of people that snort all kinds of different things.
Well, thank you for the call, Ricky.
But it's not unbelievable that Donald Trump could be doing drugs. And
I don't
think that at all. I always found it to be unbelievable, the claim that he doesn't do drugs.
I've never heard that claim.
That's the supposed claim. I mean, I'm leaving caffeine aside. I think I have heard of his Diet Coke addiction, so he probably does have a caffeine addiction. But, the guy is, he spends time in Vegas. He's in, the upper echelons of New York City.
He's an adrenaline junkie.
Well, he's a power junkie. Attention junkie. He's also been in Hollywood, right? Like, he's been on television a bunch. He had his own show, The Apprentice?
I think it was called.
So, he's been in scenes where there should be wide drug use. If Trump himself has never used drugs, he's certainly been around countless people, from his makeup artist to his hairstylist to, the producer to, you name it. The people that work in the entertainment industry, the people that work in the restaurant industry, that, wherever he's been surrounded by drug use. He most assuredly is aware of it. He's most assuredly has seen it. And so the fact that this guy can get out and say he's going to give the death penalty to a drug dealer, which is the thing that he's been saying. That's what he believes in. Seems just so disingenuous to me.
Well, that's obviously just a vote for me thing, because probably most people who would be interested in voting for Trump would want him to not be a drug user. But the other thing is, first of all, Whitney Houston. My thing about Ricky's call is that I wouldn't jump to meth as a first guess because, for lots of reasons, Trump doesn't have all these other signs, I don't see, spucks on his face and stuff like that, if that's what they're called, pox on his face.
I don't know at what point during a meth user's career you get to the point of the pox on his face.
He's pretty fat, too.
That's true.
And the other thing about it is just, he's so rich. What I was going to say about Whitney Houston is she got accused by Barbara Walters.
Yeah.
She was like, weren't you doing crack? And she was like, first of all, I'm rich, and crack is whack. I don't do crack. I would do a much more sophisticated drug, like paraphernalia.
Like,
but she did say crack is whack, literally.
Yeah.
And I just...
I love that interview. It was kind of sad because she was, being really... Barbara Walters was being really aggressive.
Right.
But the whole thing is very hilarious.
She... Whitney Houston really did hold herself together, though. She made herself look like the more professional person. But, I just don't believe that Trump would, kind of stoop to doing meth that sounds... It's more just like a poor people drug. What do you think? 603-283-6160. You can call in with anything that's on your mind. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.